Listening Library presents A Good Idea by Christina Maracho, read for you by Alex McKenna. Before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. Confucius. Chapter 1. I think it started with the seizure. Serena and I talked about it later, and she agreed that if Anne Russo hadn't had an epileptic fit during the graduation ceremony, she would have been far less likely to contribute her own outburst to the proceedings. Something about the sight of Anne spasming on the ground, red hair gleaming against the aggressively green, meticulously manicured grass of the backfield, mouth opening and closing wordlessly like a fish, gave what had been until then an unnoteworthy ceremony. The valedictorian's relentless optimism about the future, the hungover graduates' heads dipping as they nodded off, their mortarboards shielding their eyes from the morning sun, a surreal quality that sent things firmly off the rails. The students sitting around Anne called for help. The principal unwisely tried to continue with his speech until he was silenced by the crowd. "Shut up, man, we need a doctor!" And an uncomfortable, expectant hush fell over the entire field. In an instant, the pretense to which everyone had been clinging, that there was nothing unusual about this day, this ceremony, vanished, as if Betty herself had found a way to reach down from wherever she was. Take that, motherfuckers. Suddenly, we were in a David Lynch movie. Suddenly, anything could happen. It was a crushingly bright morning.